League's important. It's important to us to honor the last guy drafted in the draft because we think he's equal to the first guy. He made it. It's an honor to be drafted in the National Football League. But he is the bottom of the pile, so we do hope that he makes the team. He's been great. Well, he arrived on Thursday night, and so we met him at the airport, cheering him on with banners and things, and took him to the Balboa Bay Resort, which is our headquarters where he's been staying. Then the next morning, we got him up at 6 a.m., and we took him to Grit Cycle for a spin class.
It was a good time. A lot of sweaty people and good, hard-working people. So that was an exciting time. Got to see my brother sweat a little bit, work out.
Well, it's an honor to have all of them come out here. We are really excited to be a part of a relevant week and believe in all the work that you guys do. And it's really fun to celebrate the underdog, and it really shows somebody that has grit. So we're proud to have him.
Bravo!
Headed over to ESPN Studios. That was neat to see that.
It was good. Yeah. It was a good experience. Hopefully there's many more to come.
Go past the Staples Center. Never seen that before. And finish up at NFL Network. I think it's been a great day.
And then we brought him back and he had his Lozman banquet where he gets the Lozman trophy.
I mean, I really didn't think being drafted last would be something like this. And, you know, it's a great time, great experience. And just want to say thank you very much. And hopefully y'all can see some great things in the near future. So go Broncos.
Woke him up early to go surfing, and so we took him down to the beach. And but again, we don't want to injure him, so we had his brother Casey, Chad's brother Casey, do the surfing. We had a beach party there. We had about 125 people. A lot of them were kids that were from underprivileged families, families that have just transitioned from living in their cars to now being in apartment housing. And so they were there, so they got to see Chad, and that was exciting to them. He played volleyball with them. He built sandcastles with them. It was nice of him to come play because he was relevant. And then we brought him back to the Balboa Bay Resort, and we had the Welcome to Newport party because it's irrelevant what order it's in, right? He just arrived even though he's already been here. And so we put him on No Debt, which is a neat Viking yacht that took him around the harbor. Then the Harbor Patrol brought him in with sirens and water cannon, and we brought him up with cheerleaders, and we gave him gifts from the community. So he got over 100 gifts from the community. We've been gathering them pretty much all year long. And then tomorrow we're taking him to Mariners Church, and the college age group is hosting him, and they're excited to see him.
As you guys know, I often pray that the Broncos will win the Super Bowl. They're going to win this year. I've already decided. If you guys know anything about the NFL draft, we have who you call Mr. Irrelevant, which means he's the last guy picked in the NFL draft.
I think being part of a relevant week is good. You know, a lot of people doubt you being the last pick, and whether you're the first pick or the last pick or undrafted, everybody has a story to tell. And you might not understand why you were picked in that situation, but at the end of the day, you got to make the best of it. You got to go out, perform, and have fun with it. You know, it's fun in games, but when it gets down to game time, you better be ready to go. And you know, this is what it's all about: being out here with great people surrounding you and having fun.
Yeah,